I think that's a very difficult definition to define, especially considering that each workplace is quite unique. But what we find with toxic working environments is that normally it is an environment where employees feel that they almost have to be on the lookout or watching over their shoulder each and every single moment. You have these situations where employees feel that they doesn't matter what they do, they are never doing something right in the eyes of their superiors. They feel they are being gaslighted, and there's unfairness. It doesn't matter how or what policies are in place. The manner in which they are being treated is ultimately not in line with the principles of fairness.
Mm. Would that then necessarily have to be a company-wide problem, or can it be, or can a toxic workplace culture be, I guess, more subjectively defined based on an individual circumstances? Perhaps it's an issue between a fellow a staff member or employee that works in your team that you perhaps don't get along with, or some tension between yourself and your manager. Could those subjective situations be also viewed as toxic workplace culture, or would it necessarily have to be, call it a company-wide issue?
I mean, if you think about culture, culture is not defined by a single individual. Culture is defined by a group of people. So if you want to talk about a toxic workplace culture, it has to be a culture that exists amongst the majority of people within in the workplace. Unfortunately, you do have situations where you know, you start a new job at a company, and you are personally not aligned with their values. You are not necessarily aligned with the manner in which they are doing things. And those subjective views of a personal individual does not make the workplace or does not define the culture of the workplace. It has to be the majority within the workplace that ultimately all align to a particular culture in order for us to say that there does exist this toxic workplace culture. As individuals, all coming from different backgrounds, different experiences, you will have situations where one person's view of the company culture is not aligned with their own personal views, but that doesn't define the culture at the end of the day.
Yeah. I'm wondering then, broadly speaking, how we are able then to identify, you know, a toxic work environment perhaps. When I'm walking into the office, is there something that I need to feel? Is there something that I need to experience to be able to say, you know what, this is a symptom of a toxic workplace culture in a broad sense, as per the definition that you shared with us? Or if this is, call it a subjective toxic relationship that I have with a manager or a colleague, etc., etc., and also then how then to sort of go about dealing with it, because certainly one would assume that a toxic workplace culture, which is sort of company-wide, would be an issue that would be harder to resolve than one perhaps between a fellow staff member or manager.
Yeah, it's you know, if you look at how we define all the characteristics that one looks at a toxic workplace culture, I do believe that there is, in one sense, a feeling that one would have when you walk into a particular workplace. You know, sometimes negativity, dysfunctional behavior, that is something that you can very quickly pick up on when you walk into a workspace. But we also understand that a lot of the workplace culture will only really, you'll only get a sense for it as you, you know, experience the workplace on a day-to-day basis, because it's only then that you're really able to see that, you know, there's a bullying that's happening, there is a high staff turnover within the workplace, or that, you know, employees are, their well-being is really being impacted on a day-to-day basis. So, it is that feeling that one does get, but it's also the experiences And unfortunately, you don't know what you're walking into until you've gotten to experience how things work on a day-to-day basis. Unfair treatment is not easily observed when you just walk into a place. But you very quickly come to realize it once you are in the mix of things and you can see how people are being treated, how blame is being passed around, and how employees are being psychologically impacted about it. I think the only time you'll really know it if you walk in is if somebody pulls you aside and says, listen, turn around and this place is not safe.
Yeah. I'm wondering then also in a situation in which perhaps, you know, in many instances, particularly in corporate companies, the bigger corporate companies, there is a lot of change at times in turnover of quality senior managers, right? And perhaps at times senior managers come in based on a particular set of deliverables that they need to, they and the team needs to deliver. And so perhaps they implement new strategies or changes or approaches to the work, and at times that change could become frustrating to some and viewed at times as part of a toxic work culture, and they experience it as a toxic work culture. Can that be defined broadly as per your definition, or is that perhaps just a resistance, call it, to change perhaps?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've come to realize that a new broom speaks clean, as they so-called say. And it does very often happen that when a new manager comes in, their approach to certain things is different to the previous manager. And one has to kind of just take a step back and say, listen, is this manager really working against us? Is this a manager that's now trying to create a different culture? Or why is it that the previous manager is no longer here? Maybe what that manager was doing was not effective, was not assisting the company in meeting its goals and strategic objectives. And you know, by the very impact of that manager's failures, that also impacts on the subordinates. So if we just look back and we actually just think how the new manager is engaging with us, then you are very quickly able to see whether or not the manager's behavior is aimed at creating some form of toxic behavior. You know, I think always think about it if a manager is always criticizing employees, but you're not offering any constructive feedback or support. You know, that's kind of very different to a manager that is identifying areas of improvement, giving you support, giving you guidance, and an opportunity to improve. A manager that just blatantly ignores any suggestions or feedback that you might have is different to somebody that actually listens to you, tries to understand your frustrations or complaints, and seeks to do something about it. So it's really about engaging in that thing and not just simply assuming that the new broom is going to sweep clean. And sometimes, you know, it does happen that a previous manager was, for example, reluctant to deal with discipline issues or performance-related issues. And all of a sudden, a new manager, which is now focused on these things, is seen as a bad person, but he's actually doing what all other managers fail to do.
Yeah. Solutions then. One, I've identified perhaps, and in my view, I'm in a toxic workplace culture or an environment. And I feel like I need to do something about this because it's impacting perhaps my mental health, my physical health, etc., etc. What are the options and the opportunities out there within the bounds of the law, of course, for me to perhaps take up these issues and find a resolution to it?
Yeah, it's a good question because, you know, if you're dealing with a culture, it takes a lot for that culture to change. But change needs to start somewhere. And unless an individual is going to try and change it, that culture is always going to continue to exist. From a law perspective, we need to understand that the Occupational Health and Safety Act states that employers must ensure or must provide employees with a safe working environment. Now, that just doesn't relate to physical safe work environment, but also a mentally safe working environment. So when employees are being subjected to behaviors that is toxic to their own well-being, they need to ensure that they take the necessary steps to follow internal processes in order to bring these circumstances to management's attention, allow them an opportunity to address it, and escalate until I no longer escalate anymore. And if the employer then fails to do anything about it or to address it, the employee does have recourse in the sense of claiming that the employer has made the working condition so intolerable that they had no alternative but to resign, and in those instances could potentially claim constructive dismissal. There's also instances where those behaviors might be amount to discrimination, in which case there's also action that the employee can take in terms of the Employment Equity Act, etc.